This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Hindu people across the country celebrating Janai Purnima festival today. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba expressed his commitment to help to resolve the problems of senior citizens. Home Ministry informs the government repatriate 600 Nepalis to home from Afghanistan. And U.S. allotted citizens to avoid Kabul airport citing potential attack from Islamic State. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has said there will be no situation for people to live in elderly homes. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba said this yesterday while inaugurating the senior people home of Jaipur Samaj named Ananda Niketan at Lalitpur Metropolitan City 4 Bagdol in Lalitpur. Prime Minister Deoba also said that the state would ensure senior citizens' dignity. He also said the government was committed to providing every other support to the senior citizens. Also speaking at the same program, Home Minister Balkrishna Khand said that development of such elderly home for the social security of the senior citizens has given energy to many people. Likewise, Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Pampa Pusal pressed the Jaipur Samaj for discharging its national role by developing such home for the services of the seniors. Janai Purnima festival is being observed across the country by Hindu communities with gaiety and fervor. This day is also called Raksha Bandhan or Sacred Thread Festival. Janai means sacred thread and Purnima is full moon. Janai Purnima is a festival celebrated on full moon day of Shravan or Bhadra month. On this day, people follow their annual ritual of changing their janai, the sacred thread, after having a haircut and sacred bath. The ritual celebrations represent the bond of pureness and security. Janai is a triple cord made of cotton. It is a symbol of body, speech and mind. People also tie sacred thread doro around their wrist on this day today. People mainly residing in the Tarai region celebrate this festival as Raksha Bandhan or Rakhi. Sisters tie a thread bracelet known as Rakhi or doro to their brother's wrist, wishing them a long life and prosperity. The brothers in return offer gifts to their sisters and swear to protect them. The Newar community of Nepal celebrates this day as Gunupuni or Kwati Puni. On this day, Newar people prepare special delicacy called Kwati, a soup made from 9 different beans. The government has declared a public holiday today. 600 abandoned Nepalis have been rescued and safely repatriated to home since Taliban have taken control of Afghanistan's territory. The Ministry of Home Affairs said all the 317 have registered themselves for rescue. The rescued Nepalis boarded regular and chartered flights to arrive in Nepal. Arrangements have been made for the rescued Nepalis to reach them home after their COVID-19 tests and all the health checkups at a holding center in Kathmandu in coordination with the ministry. There are 2 holding centers at Samakusi and Ichangu Narayan set up for the rescued Nepalis by the Nepali army. The government, in coordination with the Joint Secretary of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, has formed a task force to rescue the stranded Nepalis from Afghanistan. The government has formally written to the United States of America, the United Kingdom, Canada, Germany, the European Union, Japan and the United Nations to help rescue the stranded Nepalis from Afghanistan and bring them back home at the earliest. State Minister for Health and Population, Umesh Shrestha, has said the National Cancer Institute would be established at Bharatpur in Chitwan. Inspecting the BP Koirala Memorial Cancer Hospital at Bharatpur yesterday, State Minister Shrestha opined that the National Cancer Institute should be set up on its premises as the hospital has already rich infrastructures. State Minister Shrestha's statement comes amid a protest against the government's decision to set up the institute on the premises of Bhaktapur Cancer Hospital. The National Cancer Institute would look after the study and research works of BP Koirala Memorial Cancer Hospital, Bharatpur Cancer Hospital and Sushil Koirala Prakhar Cancer Hospital. The country has witnessed a total of 2,075 new cases of coronavirus infection in the past 24 hours. The Ministry of Health and Population informed that 1,424 cases were confirmed from 7,703 RT-PCR sample tests and 651 others from 5,372 antigen tests. Likewise, the Kathmandu Valley reported 667 new cases of the virus, including 483 in Kathmandu district, 103 in Laditpur and 81 in Bhaktapur district. With the latest update, the coronavirus tally in the country has reached 825,722. Similarly, 2,382 people were discharged from the hospital after getting complete recovery from the virus. In Nepal, the recovery rate is 93%. At present, the number of active cases of coronavirus infection is 39,321 across the country. Meanwhile, 30 people succumbed to coronavirus in the past 24 hours. With this, the COVID-related deaths reached 10,485 in Nepal as of now. Many areas in the Kathmandu Valley have been littered with heaps of garbage as the waste collection has been halted for some days following the blockage of the road leading to the dumping site at Okharpawab, Nuakot. As a result, river banks and other several places in Kathmandu Valley have been polluted much. Garbage at many places is yet to be managed, said Dr. Mala Karel, board member of the High Powered Committee for Integrated Development of the Bagmati Civilization. She witnessed heaps of garbage at Bagmati riverbanks at many places when she, along with others, rafted in the river from Thapathali to Sundari Ghat. Yesterday, the rafting was managed by a river conservation organization. And on the 432nd day week of the Bagmati cleaning mega campaign yesterday, Thapathali area seemed more polluted. More than 150 people from various walks of life attended the campaign. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. The U.S. has warned its citizens to avoid Kabul airport amid concerns about the potential attacks by Afghanistan's branch of Islamic State IS group. A security alert on Saturday told U.S. citizens to stay away due to possible security threats outside the gates. Only those individually told to make the journey by a U.S. government representative should do so, it said. U.S. defense officials said they were monitoring developments and looking at alternative routes. No further details were given about the potential threat of an IS attack, and the group has not publicly threatened to carry out attacks in Kabul. The U.S. advice on Saturday came amid continued chaos outside the airport terminal and reports of people being crushed as thousands attempt to escape from Afghanistan following the Taliban takeover. The militant group swept across the country and captured the capital, Kabul, a week ago. At least 8 people are known to have died after a hurricane crashed tore through eastern Mexico, bringing torrential rain and high winds and causing power cuts and flooding. The deaths and the worst damage occurred in the state of Veracruz, where the storm uprooted trees when it made landfall early on Saturday. The hurricane later weakened to a tropical storm as it moved inland. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The forecasting division has says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 29.3 degrees Celsius and a minimum temperature of 20.6 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines, so once again. Hindu people across the country celebrating Janai Purnima festival today. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba expresses his commitment to help to resolve the problems of senior citizens. Home Ministry informs government to repatriate 600 Nepalis to home from Afghanistan. And U.S. alerted citizens to avoid Kabul airport, citing potential attack from Islamic State. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.